When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. That would be me today. So I'm welcoming you to our extra Sunday edition. Happy Thanksgiving edition. And Mercury's in retrograde and messing with communications big time.
Now it's your turn to be suffering from it, I guess.
Yeah, Martha. And anyway, I'm going to just skip the regular spiel, but you know we're here. You can listen on the radio. You can listen online. And you can get to the stream of the show by going to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and listen online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. I'm really just fine. The only thing that's affected right now is my voice. And I'm not sick. This is allergic reaction to the season. And I guess the issue is, Nathan,
I've always had more than
some
just
allergies, but usually in the spring and once pollen's around and all that sort of stuff, I haven't had this kind of reaction this time of year in the fall. And I have no idea what's outside there that I'm sensitive to. But I think I maybe did the final major blowing on Thursday. But, you know, we're talking hours. I'm out there blowing and blowing and blowing and blowing. I did have another. Now, I wore a mask, but it wasn't the best. And I got frustrated. My eyeglasses were fogging up. I forgot, you know, with COVID, I have a glass cleaner spray that keeps your glasses from fogging up, but I'd totally forgotten about that. Anyway, reaction. So it affected my voice and stuff on Friday. But I, you know, worked through it. Everything was fine. But then I did a long session yesterday out in North Bend. And it was fabulously successful, another miraculous breakthrough and stuff. But at the end of the session, we did have to go outside, because the dog's biggest issue was reactive behavior on the leash and so forth. So we were out working. Now, during the whole session, I'd already spent hours and hours with him before we went outside walking. My voice was fine. Went outside, worked the dog, solved problems. As soon as we got back inside their place, my voice started to go. And so I'm reacting to something. I just don't know what it is.
Well, if you're out there blowing all those leaves around too, you know, who else knows what could be lurking around in the grass as well, like other particles or other pollens, things. I mean, not just the leaves you're blowing around, but you could be picking up some other things too. And I guess one of those or a few of those things managed to work its way underneath the mask and start playing, you know, little tricks on your voice there.
Well, yeah, so I am quite hopeful that as we go on here, it will clear up.
Yeah, just needs a little bit of time to warm up. It's kind of like if you go to a concert and you do a lot of screaming, or for me, like a Mariners game and cheering on the Mariners, and a lot of big moments happen, and then the next morning I wake up and like kind of sounding like you would be, you know, just really hoarse and struggling to get the full range of the voice out there. But as time goes on, as I continue talking, it does come back eventually. Just might take maybe an hour or so.
Yeah. Well, the morning, you know, the morning that I overslept and I had to pop out of bed and right on the air, it took an hour to get my radio voice going. Of course, I wasn't having an allergic reaction. I just wasn't awake.
That just takes some time. But I.
But it's kind of funny. You would have enjoyed being here before the show, you guys, because Nathan said, oh, let's do voice exercises. And so he did them, and I started, I don't have that sound. I couldn't.
Try to get you to do the hum. Yeah. You couldn't do the hum, but you could do the ah.
Yeah, I just couldn't make the noises. Okie dokie. So I definitely apologize that you have to put up with my voice, but it was either be here with this voice or we'd have to run two encores in a row. And I didn't want to miss today's show because we have so much to catch up on with Merritt and Beth. Anyway, that's what we're going to do. Nathan and I will be here this first hour. A lot to catch up on. And then Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org will be here for the last 2 hours of the show. And, of course, they got tons of stuff to talk about, so I can always let them do a lot of the talking. But I suspect my voice will get better as we go. I also, now it's fine. Look, see, if I stay in this range, I'm a little better.
Yeah, just keep it down the low.
Yeah, I'll figure out where my voice needs to be. My apologies, but I would miss you if I wasn't here.
If you were a man, I would say, use your radio voice.
Well, I'm already, I think, lower than I am. Okay. Anyway, it is rainy, rainy, rainy day here on Sunday. So a good day to be inside and spend it with Animal World this morning. It's really like raining here, Nathan. Is it raining down in your neck of the woods?
Kind of a pea soup actually out there. It looks more of like a fog that's made out of rain to me. Of course, I see some raindrops going down the window over here and playing some raindrop races. And so far, the one on the left is winning. But nothing like that shows if it was actually raining. So I guess just maybe a hard drizzle or something like that going on over here.
Okay, well, there's no question about it here. It's definitely it's a definite rain going on. And
what happens when you're in that convergence zone area that you always self-describe your Monroe as being.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of lane closures going on too on the highways. It's not a good day to stay home.
Well, actually not too bad of lane closures. It's not like it was last weekend when we had the 405 completely closed. Anywhere that's having construction right now, it's only, it's a lane reduction, and southbound I-5 does get reduced to two lanes between the exit 169 and the 520. But right now, that's not causing any issues. But during the day, you might start to see some heavier traffic that lasts from Lake City Way on I-5 going south to the 520. And also on 520, that's actually the only real closure. Eastbound going from I-5 to Montlake Boulevard, so just a couple miles there on I-520, will be closed. So you can take still I-90 going east over the water, or maybe just a little marked detour to get around the 520 there and get on it later.
Well, I think there are some exit or entrances closures on 522 and 405 interchange where all the construction is.
Oh, yeah, but those are pretty easy to get around, and those don't really cause too much of an issue. You know, people just kind of take a different exit that's maybe a mile or two north or south.
Excuse me, that's my territory. I drive through there. It is an issue.
Oh, it does. Oh, yeah, I can see this one with 405. So right now it's not coming up, but the other closure, though, for road construction is 167 northbound. You're seeing a reduction down to one lane between 8th Street and 3rd Avenue Southwest, and that causes heavier traffic going from Sumner through Algona Pacific.
All righty then. And I think the weather is supposed to not get horrible, but I think it's going to be rain, sun, partly either for the rest of the week, it sounded like to me. Is that kind of what we're doing with the weather?
Yeah, weather-wise, just a bunch of rain. That's all I see is rain likely, rain likely, rain likely. And
yeah,
maybe if you want maybe a less of a chance of rain, that will be possibly Saturday, but still, chance of rain.
So definitely rain all through the Thanksgiving
Yeah,
week.
That's what we're going to all look right. at here. Hopefully no wind, though, so that we can keep our ovens up and running to bake those turkeys.
Yeah, and then you just got to remember that good old planet Mercury is still in retrograde. We'll be through the 29th and then the transition period. But I'll tell you what, I think it's a really powerful Mercury retrograde this time because it's been absolutely wreaking havoc in my life and everyone I know. And I know I'm not going to go into all that, but I had so many things that wouldn't work this week. You know, camera's not working, heater's not working, nothing wrong with any of them that I've, you know, they just weren't, eventually they'd work again, but crazy stuff. And now, of course, my voice, which is really typical Mercury retrograde stuff.
Yeah, Mercury is just a big goal, like, it's not really a big planet, it's one of the smaller planets, but it is a bully, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, so we do have things to get to, if my voice holds up here, and hopefully it will. But I think, well, let's get this. We have some sad news we have to address. But, okay, now I'm gonna, now I have no voice, and now I'm going to be crying. Okay, so just get ready for that. I was totally shocked. And I've only known since yesterday.
Well, a lot of us were. It sounds like a sudden thing.
Yeah, one of our most beloved, long, long-term radio hosts here on KKNW, in fact, was here and going strong before I joined KKNW. And that would be Rob Spears from Conscious Talk, you know, Rob and Brenda. Well, Rob passed away very suddenly this month on November 11th. He went on Veterans Day. I don't know. I have not been in close touch with Brenda and Rob since, you know, we just aren't, you know, in the studio around each other anymore. So I don't know what happened. I found out because Brenda posted on Rob's Facebook page, you know, which I follow. And gosh, it just, you know, I think this must have been, I don't know, out of the blue, and who knows what happened. I have no details, but I know it was very sudden. And we definitely, I and I know Nathan, and I'm sure all of you that many of you that have listened to me for all these years have also listened to Brenda and Rob. And we definitely want to honor Rob and give him an Animal World loving send-off, you know, with the angels and all of that. And Nathan, there's a wonderful obituary.
Yeah, just pulled up.
And since my voice is shot, I think I'll let Nathan take over. But we wanted to share it with you.
Yeah, so I found this right before the show started. It was published by Whole Foods Magazine. Looks like they put it out on November 21st, so about 10 days after his passing. But the Whole Foods Magazine staff got together and wrote up the obituary for Rob Spears on their website. And it goes like as written, and now I'll begin. So, the natural products industry is mourning the loss of Rob Spears, who passed suddenly on November 11, 2025, at the age of 75. Spears is remembered as a true champion of holistic health and wellness. He is survived by his wife, Brenda Michaels. The couple co-hosted Conscious Talk Radio in Seattle for 24 years, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, serving as a beacon of natural health information for listeners and retailers alike in the Pacific Northwest. Rob was certified as an intuitive healer by the Still Point Institute as well as a practitioner of reconnection therapy and Reiki. An obituary for Spears shares, "For those of us who had the pleasure to know Rob, he was quite a Renaissance man. in his life, he was a Hollywood writer, a contractor, and for the last 24 years, he was a co-host of Conscious Talk Radio and a spiritual healer, helping people and animals thrive. But above all, Rob was one of the kindest and most gracious people you could meet. New York Times bestselling author Anne Louise Gittleman, PhD CNS, recalls the impact that Spears had. Quote, I was privileged to be a guest on Rob and Brenda's Conscious Talk Radio for many years. Rob was always so compassionate, kind, and engaged during our interviews. I marveled at his depth of knowledge and concern. He was definitely a beacon of light in the Northwest health space, and he will surely be missed. Or, excuse me, he will be sorely missed. May his memory be a blessing. End quote. Loved ones are asking industry members to visit the Neptune Society website to light a candle and share a memory on Spears' memoriam page. And in lieu of flowers, Brenda is asking for donations to be made to Best Friends Sanctuary in Kanab, Utah. And that was the article that was written by the Whole Foods Magazine staff at can be found online at wholefoodsmagazine.com.
All right. Thank you for finding that for us. The only thing I'd like to add is just to agree about what an incredible human being Rob was. And both Rob and Brenda are extraordinary human beings. Kind and respectful and warm and friendly. And, you know, sometimes people that, you know, have a famous personality type, you know, are in public. They have one personality when they're in public, and then they're different when they're not. And often they're not nice. Okay. So sometimes they're faking it, we know, when they're in public. But Rob and Brenda, not like that. They were the extraordinarily kind and gifted and wonderful and easy to get to know and spend time with. They were the same off air as on air, just really incredible people. And I know that our love goes out to Brenda. I don't know. Did it say in there? I can't remember to say in that obituary how long they've been married. I think a very, very long time, I think.
Yeah, they did not say in there, but I can imagine it was a
very long.
We
know it's more than
marriage.
24 years because yeah. they were doing the radio show for 24 years. And so but at any rate, I think that, when we've got to officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and let's we can dedicate all of that to Brendan and Rob, and his journey on the other side and all of that, and then when we love train, and by the way, this is Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost Thanksgiving.
You know, I was going to save that for later in the show, but think there's some four-legged creatures warming up their vocal voices.
Well, yeah, because that's what I was going to say about love training. Today will be when we're going to love train at 10 and 11, like we normally do. These are the last live love trains for the rest of the year, okay? Because next week's an encore,
mm-hmm.
So there'll be love train. But the week after that, that's the first Sunday of December. And Nathan gets to unleash those jingle cats and dogs. And woohoo! So we'll still be dancing and sending love all over the planet, but we'll be doing it with the jingle cats for the month of December. So jingle cats and jingle dogs, we can look forward to that. And we will, let's be sure and add Rob and Brenda to our love and light sharing when we do the love train today. Anyway, blessings to Rob, and what a great soul, and what a great legacy he leaves.
And one more thing on that before we move on to the next subject is that I had the pleasure of being able to run a couple of the Conscious Talk broadcasts here on KKNW while normal producer Benny was taking a day off or a vacation, and stuff like that. And every time I would be in for the show, they always had an energy of just being so grateful and thankful for everything. Yeah. You know, they always made sure to express their gratitude and thanks. And every time I would listen to them, just the tone of their voices, it just brought friendship out of them. It's like these were your friend whenever you would listen to them. And
they totally walked their talk, you know, so they're really genuine people. And so that feeling you had with them was really genuine.
Right.
Real, sincere and extraordinary human beings. So, but I'm glad you had a chance to know them and work with them from time to time. That's really nice. I feel blessed that I had time with them as well and knew them. So,
yeah, two fascinating and role model of personalities that came out of them. And some people might be wondering what is going on for Conscious Talk. Well, right now, for what I can say, or at least see as far as what's coming up, is we're just going to be running some encores right now. I don't know if Brenda is planning anything at the moment. I know all this stuff is still too new and shocking for her. So there's a lot of, you know, things going on in her mind as far as like what's going to go on in the future for the show. But right now you're just going to be hearing encores of the show or replays for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, we just don't know. Mm-hmm. But we know we'll keep you posted when we know. But that's got to be an extraordinarily difficult process going through with Brenda. I mean, after doing the show with Rob, you know, as partners on the show for 24 years. So doing the show by herself, that would be a big deal. And that would be quite, I would think, an emotional process for her at the time. And she may not be like me, who is comfortable crying through the show all the time. I don't know. But anyway, so.
Well, I know they put a whole lot of hard work into putting that show together. Every time they had a guest, you know, they would not just read, you know, snippets of the book and just kind of skim through and ask questions. They would read that whole book. And one time they were telling me about how, you know, it's like how much book reading they do and just all that effort. It's quite amazing, you know, what they did each week. And, you know, at a time they were doing it 5 days a week. So they loved what they did.
Oh, I got another thing just came in. So see, I'm seeing right now. Now, this is just what's coming in. Could be right, could be wrong. Who knows? Just the energy right now. But what just came in, I'm seeing Brenda doing the show herself. And I'm seeing it ending up being, oh gosh, a wonderful spiritual connection between her and Rob, that he will be coming in and working with her.
Amazing.
Doing the show. So we'll see what happens. But that's what I just saw, was her doing the show and his, you know, dazzling from the other side, coming through and working with her on the show. So we'll have to see. Anyway, blessings, many blessings to Brenda and walking the path now without Rob, at least not on this side with her. And many blessings to Rob and his journeys on the other side. All right, let's take care of our advertisers, give my voice a rest for a moment, and then we'll come back and we'll officially start the show. Try to dedicate some prayers and affirmations to Rob. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What is the one thing most people want for their pet? Happiness. Resetting your pet's energy system could be the key to their happiness. I'm Nels Rasmussen, and I've been resetting people and their pets' energy systems for over 25 years. To learn more, please call or text me at 208-451-6003. That's 208-451-6003.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. And we are here today, 9 a.m. to noon. And I did some mowing and blowing, had another allergic reaction, did a long session yesterday, and then had to work a dog outside, and it started all over again. So, unfortunately, you have to put up with my horsey voice. All right. Now, we did hear from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And just so you know, Dr. Nels is having Mercury in retrograde as well. And you know, there's been the issue of him being challenged by the state of Washington and practicing veterinary medicine without a license. And it's all, as far as I'm concerned, a bunch of hogwash, but he has to deal with it. And so he's kind of, we're figuring out a rebranding and difference in language that's going to fly with all of this. So right now, if you need energy rebalancing for you or your animal friends, Dr. Nels still does a free telephone evaluation, and he'd be happy to talk with you. And you can call or text him at this number, 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. Alrighty then, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our animal family, Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. You can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then. Maybe if I do some prayers and affirmations here, it'll help my voice clear up. All right, so if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that we do. They've been chosen for their life-altering properties in a positive way. today, I'm just going to dedicate our prayers and affirmations to the incredible life of Rob Spears and his beloved wife, Brenda Michaels, who is still here with us. All right, so, and our love and support go to both. Here we go. All righty, so I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. And oh, by the way, you can opt out of this part of the show. You can say the prayers and affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. It's up to you. Not like dancing at 10 and 11 where dancing is required. But here you can opt out. All righty. Here we go with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and now the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. Oh, divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, now we get to our affirmations, and this first affirmation I've been doing for over a decade now every day. It's marvelous at shifting things in your life. And I say each of these affirmations out loud three times. And you are welcome to say them along with me. Do them at home every day like I do, or skip it. It's up to you. Here we go. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty, now the second affirmation, and actually this one comes from Linda Rasmussen, one of our best practitioners. And when I say abundant, In the affirmation, imagine the type of abundance you want to attract into your life. I'm just thinking, what am I going to, because I have normally what I imagine for myself. I think I'm going to imagine a clear voice. How about that? Sounds good. All right, here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty, now the next affirmation comes from Ananda in Italy. And the affirmation I use to kind of stay in the right balance with what's going on when I go out in the world, use it for my animals too. Here we go, three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, now this next one comes from Natasha Venter, medium and communicator gal. And this is the one I used for me and my animals to try to stay in balance with the energies as they are. You can tell I'm not always doing a fabulous job, but it helps. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, this last longer affirmation is also from the Ananda Institute and is their Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, do we need this all around the country, all around the world. And let's send a lot of that light to Rob Spears, and Brenda Michaels. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti. All righty, and then we conclude this whole ritual and to seat it within us for the day and the week with Dr. Nell's contribution, his favorite part. So cross your hands over your heart on your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah, all righty then. We are all spiritualized up. And gosh, I think, Nathan, while I've got a voice, we have time because at the top of the hour, we love train, but then we welcome Merritt and Beth Clifton at animals24-7.org and beyond other subjects. So we better take care of current events while we have time. And that's... Well, let's see what we have on the current events calendar. There's nothing new, I don't think, but we do have stuff coming up. And I think the big stuff is all at Meow Cat Rescue, Kirkland. Let's see, their Holiday Craft Bazaar and Bake Sale will be Saturday, December 6th. From 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at St. Joseph's Episcopal Church. It's 105 State Street South in Kirkland. It's very close to the Meow Cat Rescue Center. So mark your calendars for that. December 6th, 10 a.m. to 2:30. Meow's Holiday Craft Bazaar and Bake Sale. Then all of the dates and locations are lined up for Santa Paws Pictures with Meow Cat Rescue. They are all happening at various Mud Bay stores around the area. And, of course, the proceeds benefit Meow. I'm going to read you a list of the dates and locations. So get ready to jot down the ones you might be interested in. They begin next weekend, November 29th. All of these photo Santa Paws opportunities are from noon to 3 p.m. So November 29th, Mud Bay, Ballard Mud Bay. November 29th, Ballard Mud Bay. November 30th, Issaquah Mud Bay. December 6th, Sammamish Mud Bay. December 7th, Overlake Mud Bay. December 13th, Roosevelt Mud Bay. December 14th, Linwood West Mud Bay. December 20th, Sammamish Mud Bay. And December 21st, Redmond Mud Bay. Now, there's a second event on the 21st. That will be from 3 to 5 p.m. And it is at Lad and Last Brewing. So a fundraiser there for me. Yeah, Lad and Last Brewing, December 21st, 3 to 5 p.m. All righty then. So that pretty much wraps up current events, other than to let you know next week is our last show of the month, so we will run an encore, and that'll be the last show, our energy balancing show we did with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. It was a little different show. We spent a lot of time with talking about our animals passing and helping them through that process. So it's a good one to listen to. Anyway, that'll be it. And then first Sunday of December, it's back to Shelter Rescue Sanctuary. Anything that helps our animal friends. All righty then. looks like it's time to take care of advertisers again before we run out of time in this hour. Let's do that. I'll get my voice back. Animal World continues right here, 1150 KKNW.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Oh gosh. Alrighty. I am fine. I don't have a sore throat. No, I do sneeze, cough a little bit, because this is an allergic reaction that started on Thursday from, actually Friday after my day of blowing on Thursday. And because I did a long session yesterday, a lot of talking, but then had to end it working dogs outside. And as soon as we did that, my voice started to go. So I'm currently reacting to something outside right now, but I don't really know what it is. So there you go. Let's see. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And at any rate, you can learn all about those supplements. And you wonder why I sound a little distracted. I'm getting texts by listeners saying, is it an encore show today? Should I be? Kind of hard for me to be texting you guys to say, yeah, we're on the air live, because we're on the air live and I happen to be working with a problem voice at the moment, but anyway, you know what?
Anyway. Well, I can see why they might be a little bit confused, because, you know, most of the time after we have Natasha, it is an encore, but, you know, maybe like four or so times each year, there's a fifth Sunday in the month, so we get a little bonus on our show to run during the month, and this is one of those bonus shows which goes between Natasha and the encore, and then the encore is always the final Sunday of the month, and this month the final Sunday is the final day of the month too, so it's really pushed up to the edge.
Yeah, it is. It's next Sunday is the 30th, right? So last Sunday of the month. We also heard from Whispering Dragon, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, and she is available, has room for new clients, can see you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline. Easy access, easy parking, and what a treat to be in with the Accutonic forks and chimes and the gongs. And she's an incredible healer. So she can work with you in person or remotely if you're out of the area. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And or you can just give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And then, of course, remember me, that when I'm not doing radio, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer and work with people privately in their homes, help them understand their dogs and solve problems. And like most everything, one of our listeners, friend Cindy, was at Lowe's in Monroe this week. They told her their business was down 70%. Then she went to Tractor Supply. The place was empty. And which is unusual. And she said, they said their business is down 65%. No, they're down 70%. Lowe's is down 65%. So a lot of people not spending money. And I can certainly understand it because I'm like in shock every time I have to buy something. But it's also affecting my business because people aren't spending money on their animals a lot right now. So if you know anybody that has problems with their dogs, I come into your home, I only see you once, I charge less than anybody else, and I can usually get everything under control in one session. Nathan, it was so funny yesterday. So I was working with a couple, husband, wife, and the wife was just into this whole thing, and she's the one that found me and convinced her all of that. But, you know, it's very clear through my reviews and what you can find online that I solve problems real quickly. And this dog, as a rescue, and they'd only had her about a month, pointer mix of some kind, extremely reactive on leash to other dogs, and volatilely so. And the husband was not a believer. And so, no, he was with us during the session, and he was paying attention, but when we went to go out, we were going to go outside, he just said, I don't believe it. I mean, you can't. She's so bad. She said, are you? And I explained, well, you know, we don't just take her outside and let her go absolutely crazy and get all out of control. I control everything. And the work I did in the session up to when the last thing when we go outside and work makes it so I can resolve these things really quickly. But I don't ever let the dog get totally out of control. If they're not under control in the house, they're not going to be out in control outside. So I control them inside first. Then we control at the door. Then I get out the door, I control. Then in front, then we go looking for dogs in trouble. And it took a while with this dog for me to figure out what was going to work. And what kind of equipment we needed. But once I got it right, it's like, bingo, 30 seconds, perfect dog. And we were all over the complex, all kinds of dogs, all everywhere. And in the middle of all of this, the husband just starts laughing. He said, oh, gosh. He said, all right, Martha, you're right. I'm a believer. I am a believer. I'm buying stock. You got any stock to buy? I'm buying it because this is a miracle. This is like 852 gazillion percent better than it's ever been. She says, I'm blown away. I can't believe it. So bottom line is I do solve problems real fast. Now, they still have to practice and generalize the behavior and all of that sort of stuff, but they have free access to me for coaching in that process, and I do that with everyone, and I always do a free telephone evaluation. So please write down my phone number, and this Thanksgiving holiday, give it to anybody you know that has unruly dogs or dogs that need help in controlling behavior stuff, and tell them that I'm the one that can do it. And the number is 360-217-7258. Oh, but I also got to tell you, it's really not me. I just bring it through. So it's really, it's Divine Mother and Masters and St. Francis, but I'm just the vehicle, but it works. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. I would very much appreciate it if you passed my number around. All righty then. So I think the next big thing, Nathan, is that we do have Thanksgiving coming up this week. So just a few precautions. Remember, if you're having a Thanksgiving celebration at your home and you have animal friends in the dog and cat department, especially the dog department, be careful. If you have food and treats and stuff out all over the house, you need to supervise your dogs. If they are not good at leaving stuff alone, don't give them the freedom to get into trouble and eat stuff they shouldn't. Confine them or supervise them. It is okay to share some things with your dog at Thanksgiving in the food department.
I was going to ask you, actually, I know some people do like to, you know, give leftover table scraps to their dogs. And I was wondering, among the common Thanksgiving dishes like sweet potatoes, stuffing, of course, turkey, cranberry sauce, what is something that is not safe for dogs?
Well, the kind of the general rule of thumb is moderation, okay? You don't want to just give them a whole big, huge plate of leftovers. Because, you know, that can upset the apple cart in the digestive tract. You can get soft stool diarrhea, that sort of thing. Better have some slippery elbow around if you do that. But so, like, I will bring home a bag of leftovers for Robbie and my cats. But it lasts a number of days because I dole it out either as treats or mix it in with the food. So the biggest issue are bones, turkey
yep.
bones, okay?
Absolutely no bones.
Well, no, well, that's
really?
Not the right.
Oh.
Cooked bones are bad. No cooked bones, okay? The cooking bones makes them brittle and splinter, and they can poke stuff and damage stuff going through the system. So really bad. So no cooked bones, but raw bones actually are okay.
But you have to pay attention to the size of them though, right?
Well, you should supervise when they're chewing bones and stuff. But like, you know, a raw turkey neck, that's an okay thing to give a dog to chew on. It's raw. But you do need to supervise. Now, then when it comes to the foods that you mentioned, Nathan, If it's the good, healthy stuff for you, then it's probably okay for the dogs. Now, sweet potatoes are fine, potatoes. Now, I don't like giving them a lot and consistently to dogs because they have a lot of plant-based estrogen in them, and they can interfere with the endocrine immune imbalance, this Plechner stuff. You don't want to feed dogs consistently a lot of estrogen. Just trust me on that. But some sweet potatoes, fine. Regular potatoes, okay. Dressing, they like it. Now, this is provided they don't have allergies to stuff. But, you know, dressing, veggies left over, you know, dogs don't have the intestinal tract to digest properly raw vegetables, but they can eat them. But if you want them to get the nutrition, you should steam them or cook them or something. So cooked vegetables are just fine to pass on. And then a turkey meat is great, but the fat, the gristle, all of that. Now, I do bring that home for my dog, Robbie, because he's a big, you know, he's an 80-pound golden retriever. I dole it out slowly. What you got to watch with the rich, not-so-healthy stuff, you got to watch the little dogs because they can get in trouble a lot faster. And a little bit of that over-rich food, the fat and the gristle and all of that stuff can cause a pancreatitis. So they can have serious issues. So you got to be very careful of the little dogs. And then, of course, remember candy, dark chocolate especially, not good for dogs. The smaller they are, the worse it would be. And then anything with artificial sweeteners, like the xylitol, that's extremely toxic to dogs. And so you got to pay attention to that now too. So artificial sweeteners and chocolate. I think, can you think of anything else, Nathan, food-wise that you were thinking
pumpkin
about?
Pumpkin pie, that's another common one. I know people have, you know,
give the
questions
pumpkin pie
about
to
pumpkin
me.
Pie.
Now, I'll tell you though, in my experience, cats often really like pumpkin. And they like the, you know, the innards of the pumpkin pie. So I always share a little pumpkin pie with my cats because they like it. So if your animal friends like it too, it's just fine. As long as, you know, they're not allergically sensitive to stuff. But again, practice moderation. You know, package up the leftovers, but don't give them all at once. Dole them out slowly.
Makes sense.
All right. And supervise your animals. Especially, you got lots of people coming in and out the door. If you got door darters, dogs that don't come when they're called, well, A, hire me after Thanksgiving. We'll fix that. But supervise your dogs. And either you can umbilical cord them, put them on a leash, keep them attached to you. That way they can be out and participating, but they can't scoot out a door. They can't steal anything because they're right there with you. So just supervise, pay attention, and practice moderation when sharing.
Very simple.
Right. Okay, that sounds good. And let's see, nothing to report. The animal TV department is all the same on Animal Planet on Saturdays evenings. It's my pet ate what? That's a good show. And then Dr. D, the Alaska vet, and she's good as well, but they're not my favorites. And then, boy, I don't know, I guess sports-wise, all we got pretty much, Nathan, is football.
I actually got some good news for the Mariners, and a lot of people around Seattle are
rejoicing
over it.
Oh, that's right. They signed. Okay, yeah. Okay, good news for the Mariners.
Yeah, so Josh Naylor, who was acquired about halfway through the last season, just before the trade deadline, you know, a big catalyst as far as, you know, helping with the Mariners' playoff push and their success getting there. Well, you know, a lot of people, when they had him, he was just on towards the end of the season into the playoffs type contract. It's almost what you would call like a rental player. Well, they had their talks and they came up with a deal where Josh Naylor is going to be a Mariner for the next 5 years. So they signed a contract with him. So everybody's very happy about that because he brought a lot of good energy and intelligence and success to the Mariners organization on the field. And so everybody's just really happy that we've locked him in now and he's going to stay with us. So things are looking really good for the Mariners going forward. Now they do need to figure out what's going to happen at third base. But first base and Josh Naylor, that was the big key signing for them. And I'm so happy they did that. And I feel like they got him for a bargain, too. I mean, 92.5
over 5 years. Well, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact, though, that he really fell in love with, he and his family fell in love with Seattle.
They did.
They love Seattle, and they want to be here. That makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and the team did really, really well. Yeah, we were that close to the big apple sort of thing. But anyway, so that's good. And my alma mater, the Huskies are doing fabulous. They wiped out UCLA yesterday. So they're doing great. And then I think we have Seahawks today, do we not? Are they here?
Let me
or are they
check
away?
On that. I know usually every Sunday you can count on there being a football game. Yeah, 10 a.m. is the start time that will be in Tennessee. Oh, they're visiting my parents out there in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Playing the Titans. This one's looking like a really good, it should on paper be a run all over the other team type game. But, you know, anything can happen. But Seahawks, they're 7-3, and the Titans, they're 1-9. So, you know, if the Seahawks lose, that would be like a really big disappointment. It's like, I mean, you can pretty much count on them to win, but something is really wrong if the Seahawks lose this game.
All right. Well, I've got some pressing questions coming up for, we will spend the rest of the show with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. Did you guys hear this week that a person here in our state, the first person on the planet to get bird flu, Is what is that, H5N5 or whatever it is?
H5N1.
And he died? Well, I want to know about that, don't you? And then, I don't know, but there seems to me an awful lot of animal dogs killing babies and kids and a lot of stuff going on. Well, anyway, we need Merritt and Beth to explain what's going on. So we'll be catching up on everything with them. Right now, it's time to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two, and we are going to get on the love train. Remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train and join us. I'll come through and pick you up. And we are going to send love and light all over the country, all over the world. But we're also going to send special prayers and blessings, love and light, to Rob Spears on his journey and Brenda Michaels to carry on here. All righty. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So Animal World continues till noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.